Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Kevin. How can I help you today?
Yes, I was trying to place an order because it said that I want a iPhone 13, and then it moved me over to order an item, and it said I guess I had to order an item, so I ordered the neck massager, and I put in my credit card information, and it says this order is blacklist, so I don't know what that means.
All right, ma'am, let me check. Can I have your zip code, please?
Yes, 95111.
Okay, thank you for that. May I have your name?
Yes, Anna Rios, R-I-O-S.
Lawrence?
No, I said Anna Rios, R-I-O-S.
Oh, I'm sorry. Rios. I'm sorry, Ms. Rios.
That's all right. I don't really understand.
Okay, ma'am. I can see here your account. Can you confirm the shipping address, please?
I'm sorry?
I can see, I saw your name, I pulled it up, so I need you to confirm the shipping address.
Oh, it's 55 Old Tolley Road, that's O-L-D, Tolley, T-U-L-L-Y, Road, R-O-A-D, and that's suite number 605, San Jose, California, zip code is 95111.
Okay, thank you for that. Okay, ma'am. Yeah, your account is blacklisted, and you got a full refund because you already called us like a month ago about a foot massager that you got.
About a foot massager?
Yeah, that you got. So you got that foot massager, it was delivered to you.
Yes.
And on December the 20th. And that was the charge. That charge was made because you got the product that was a gift. And then you were charged because of the membership that you got. And that's why you got the gift in the first place. You also got a $125 gift card that was sent to your email, ma'am. And even all of this, you called us and you canceled and you requested a refund.
I never got a gift card.
Well, it is on your email, ma'am. And you requested a refund, so it was refunded to you. But unfortunately, we cannot do business with you again.
Oh, okay. So does that disqualify me for the iPhone gift?
Of course, because I mean, you call us saying that those charges were not true. You got refunded, and well, everything was valid.
It's true. It's true because none of that stuff was explained. All it said was I was just ordering a massager. I was not trying to get into any type of subscriptions for anything.
Yes, ma'am. That was a misunderstanding because everything was indeed explained on the terms and conditions. And in order for you to get that massager, you had to accept the terms and conditions. So you called us to get a refund and a cancellation of your account, so that's why.
Right. They still charge me some money, right?
Well, you got a full refund, ma'am. You only were charged for the shipping and handling.
No, I was charged another. It shows there. It should tell you there how much I paid.
Well, I can see that. Well, there is a setup fee, and it was only $10, ma'am. That was it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And was it a foot massager?
It's a foot massager.
No, I think it was a, Wasn't that for some type of watch, Fit Watch?
No, ma'am. This is a foot massager.
And what month was that in?
December.
December. Okay, that's fine. Okay, if you guys don't want to, because I know you guys start adding all kinds of different things that aren't indicated in the advertisement. So that's fine. I don't want to deal with it. If it's going to be make a future problem, I don't want to deal with you guys anyway.
Okay, well, ma'am,